Scott Ellison here with the weekly FLW Fishing Report. There's probably as many or more bass being caught at night now as there are in the daytime because it's so daggum hot. A lot of folks are waiting for the temperature to cool down into the low 80s or high 70s in the evening before they head out onto the water. The lake level is holding at around 359 feet, if only because of the afternoon thunderstorms they've been having in Tennessee and North Alabama, and they're not pulling much water at the dam. Surprisingly, bass fishing is pretty good if you can stand the daytime heat. Fishing ledges with deep diving crankbaits, jigs, Carolina rigs, and big Texas rigged worms is still the most reliable way to catch fish. If you can't stand the heat and want to wait until dark, try spinnerbaits slow rolled over humps, bars, and points. Jigs and trailers, or topwater lures like prop baits or jitterbugs, are also producing, especially in the back ends of coves, where there's some deep water close by. Fishing the jumps is something you hear about this time of year, but it hasn't really materialized yet, and I blame that on the heat as well. A lot of white bass are being caught, but mainly they're coming off the ledges, where the black bass are also hanging out. Shad fingerlings and adults are staying deep, presumably because that's where the best concentrations of the plankton are, and they eat plankton. Anyway, bass really aren't starting to chase shad up to the surface so much right now, so creek ledges and those in the main lake are where the action is. Vertical jigging with spoons is productive, as is fishing with lipless crankbaits, or on the rare occasions when schooling bass activity warrants it, inline spinners. If you do wind up fishing a deep ledge, you might want to try a tail spinner, such as a Little George. Cast it out, let it go all the way to the bottom, then suddenly sweep it up, or turn the reel handle for 3 or 4 revolutions, then let the bait settle back down on a fairly tight line. This is a great way to get reaction bites from both white and black bass. There's not much else to report now. The weather seems to be about a month ahead of itself this year. Have you noticed that goldenrods are blooming here and there? That's pretty weird. There used to be an old saying that the goldenrods bloom a month before the first frost. By my reckoning, then, the first frost is going to be around the end of August. Sure, buddy. Stay cool, drink lots of water, and get your fishing tackle in order for the great fall fishing to come. This is Scott Ellison, signing off for FLW. Hey, and before I go, I wanted to tell you about what I saw yesterday. A dog was chasing a rabbit down Sycamore Street, but it was so hot, they were both walking. Okay, I'm gone.